correlation of aortic root movement with LV function. Motion of structures of the heart is the basis for cardiac function. Factors like low image quality and low signal to noise ratio create hindrances in the evaluation of LV systolic and diastolic function, and aorta being a large structure is well visualized. So we are trying one of the unorthodox approaches for the assessment of heart function by study of aortic root movement. At NIMS, Nizam Institute of Medical Sciences, we studied 85 patients who came either to emergency or outpatient department. We included both females and male patients. Irrespective of LV dysfunction present or not, we included patients and checked for LV function by the standard parameters of echocardiography, and then we studied the aortic root movement parameters and we tried to correlate between them. We used the Philips IE33 ultrasound scanner to acquire the data, plaques as well as the parasternal short axis view to measure aortic root movement. We found that the average age of enrolled participants was 56.3 years, and 65 patients had LV dysfunction either due to ischemic or non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. Then we checked the relationship between the aortic root parameters and LV function parameters. Actually, aortic root systolic excursion showed parallel correlation with LV function, and we found aortic root systolic distance and systolic velocity correlating weakly with systolic Doppler parameters like ejection fraction, maximal annular plane systolic excursion, and S medial. Then aortic root diastolic distance and aortic root diastolic velocity related poorly with the LV diastolic parameters such as E mean and E medial, E prime lateral, E by A, and E by E prime. And E velocity, E by A, and E by E prime showed a negative correlation with the aortic root diastolic velocity. Aortic root diastolic distance and aortic root systolic distance did not correlate with LV Doppler measurements. Aortic root diastolic velocity correlated with some parameters, and aortic root systolic velocity correlated in moderate range with MAPC. Actually, aortic root diastolic distance related better than ARDV with Doppler measurements. We conclude that in our study, we included patients with LV dysfunction also, and we found that systolic aortic root movement correlates significantly with LV function, and the most essential parameter is aortic root systolic velocity. We found that diastolic motion parameters of aortic root correlated weakly with diastolic LV function in patients with poor echo window. Aortic root motion may be helpful in predicting LV function in patients with or without LV dysfunction.